Welcome to the America's Workforce Radio Podcast, the flagship production of the American Workers Radio and Podcast Network, where organized labor and its never-ending fight to protect the rights of the American worker come first. Now, here's your host, Ed Flash Ferens.
Joining us from Columbus, Ohio right now is Kelly Harrop. And Kelly is the Communications and Outreach Director for the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Now, we always do this segment with them on the first Friday of the month, and that would be Dorsey Hager. And Dorsey said, you know, you got to get Kelly on the show because she's done such a bang-up job here in the office. Plus, she's running for a political office. So here she is today, Kelly Harrop. Thank you for joining us here on America's Workforce. And it's my understanding you connected with Dorsey when, what, you were in high school at the time? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I met Dorsey when I was only 17 years old, which, having had him on the podcast, I'm sure you can imagine was an interesting time. But it was an election night party in 2014. I had been interning with the Ohio House Democratic Caucus. And my bosses at the time had currently locked themselves in a war room and were looking at some very depressing political returns. So I was standing alone at the table, and Dorsey and all of his gang came up and stood next to me, and I actually started to walk away. I always joke that I tell him my dad told me about men like you. So I started to walk away, and he was like, "Where the heck are you going?" But at the time, he introduced himself. I didn't know too much about the labor world, but I told him that, you know, as a Democrat, I always wanted to be educated on issues we supported, and it's been history since there. I turned 26 this month, so
that's awesome.
9 years.
So like a sponge, you sucked it all in, and here you are today, 2.5 years as a senior legislative aide at the Ohio House. I know you want to run for a seat, and we're trying to figure out the district on that right now. But anyway, before we get into that, I heard you did a bang-up job as communications and outreach director, and you also worked as an intern before you went full-time over there. But talk to me about that position. What did that entail, or what does it? I mean, you still work in that position. What does that entail for you, Kelly?
Yeah, he hasn't gotten rid of me quite yet. It's been a great experience. I think with all of the new work coming in Columbus, this job has needed a very creative approach to how we handle it. So we're looking at different aspects to engage our workforce, whether that be through organizing or outreach or education, taking a big approach and a different approach as to how we talk to our schools and educate people and dispel some of the rumors or the misconceptions about a job in the trades.
So you're pretty much spreading the union message down there. And I know one thing about Columbus, it is a booming city. And, boy, you got to be pretty excited. You got that Intel plant with, 7,000 construction jobs that they're predicting. And then once it's built, they're talking about 3,000 employees working there. I'll bet you were pretty excited when that thing unfolded, huh?
Yeah, we were super excited. President Biden actually shouted the Intel plant out in his State of the Union address this week. So we were thrilled to hear that, thrilled to hear about Intel's commitment to continuing investment in Central Ohio. But something that's really unique is this plant is so large that when students are graduating high school, they very well could be working on this plant for the next 10 years, you know. It's not a conversation that we're having, well, we have work here for 2 weeks and then you might go here for a month. These students could very well be at these plants for a majority of their career.
Absolutely. All right, Kelly, let's talk about the political dynamics there. I mean, Franklin County, kind of a liberal area. Then there's some politicians there that don't understand what unions do. And I know Dorsey's done a great job. He's brought a lot of these people into the apprenticeship halls, union halls, saying, hey, here's what we do. And I was wondering if you could just speak to that. And it's so important. Again, it goes back to spreading the union message, especially in the trades and what the trades
Absolutely.
Do and the fact that we need more and more people in the trades. You want to build that plant in Columbus for Intel, we're going to have to get a lot of recruits here. And I know you touched on this about going into schools. And Kelly, you know this. When the kids are in high school, The parents say, you got to go to college, got to go to college. Talk to me about that part, Kelly.
Yeah, I was definitely one of those students that my parents were like, yeah, absolutely have to go to college. And now as I go through the wage reports of our Building Futures students, they make so much money, some of them over six figures a year. And I think that's just something that we don't do the best job talking and educating people about. So we're really taking on a new approach. We're trying to make our applications, make sure they're all online and accessible, but also doing a lot of education with counselors. You know, just as much as they dedicate time during the school year for students to fill out college applications, we want them to be just as educated about how to fill out our applications and what a career path in the trade really means for these students. You know, that prevents huge economic debt, provides them with stable benefits and health care. They're able to turn out into the workforce a lot quicker than a lot of their friends in college and start those savings earlier, which often means an earlier retirement.
Kelly, isn't one of the problems, though, aren't schools kind of graded on how many people go to college? I mean, they prepare them for college, and I know they pound that in. You got to go. You got to continue your education. But if they're not going to do that, maybe they'll get a lower rating. You know anything about that?
I have heard that, and that's something that we're working to dispel. Going to college doesn't always translate directly into financial success or career success. We often know a lot of students go to college, and they change their degree several times. Whereas a career in the trades, you know, puts you directly on that path to the middle class. You're not accruing that debt. I have many friends that went to college, not really knowing what they wanted to do, ended up spending more years there than they anticipated, and are oftentimes hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. So when we talk about success, we're really working to educate people on reframing how we measure student success and graduate success. And, you know, a lot of that can come from moving directly into the workforce.
You know, I tell this story many times, and I'm sure those of you listening right now have similar stories. I have a nephew who went to Bowling Green, and after 4 years, he was all about movie production. And, you know, that's a tough field to crack. You know, everybody wants to be a Steven Spielberg, but it doesn't always happen. And things were kind of dry for him. You know what he's doing now? He's a welder. He's a welder. He went to welding school, and he absolutely loves it. It's amazing. There's a lot of people in that same category. So you mentioned the counselors. I'm wondering, do you meet with them like one-on-one? Because the counselors are the key. I mean, they guide a lot of students into college. Are they starting to turn to the trades now, in your opinion?
I think they've become a lot more open in the past years, especially given the work outlook in Central Ohio. And again, seeing the amount of crippling debt students put themselves into for degrees that may not be necessary. You know, when I went to college and I said I wanted to study political science, my father, who's in business, kind of scoffed at me. And I was fortunate enough to have a job in the field when I graduated, but I know a lot of students that weren't. And so when we translate that into direct economic success, there isn't much of an argument anyone can make against why a trade school wouldn't be more beneficial than college oftentimes.
Okay, let's talk about building futures and driving futures, workforce development here. And I know you've really embraced these programs. And I touched on this at the beginning of the show. Why don't you just explain to our listeners what these programs are all about? And I guess they go even beyond the Columbus area. I know there's one in Rhode Island, and they've popped up in various parts of the country. But go ahead. Why don't you explain it, Kelly?
Yeah, they're incredible programs. And what they do is seek to move people who are unemployed or underemployed into career paths in the building trades, whether that be through our driving futures team, which works with the Teamsters Union, or building futures team, which works with our majority of our construction trades unions here in Columbus. So it's a 12-week program for our building futures. Students do 4 weeks of soft skills training where they learn skills like how to attend work on time, financial money management, how to take instruction. Then they move on to 8 weeks of training where they get hands-on instruction about what it means to be in a career path in the trade. something I've integrated into the program is hands-on labs with our students, which allow our trades to really come in and show students what it means to go out on a job site as a member of that trade, what they do every day. And I always tell students, you know, it's just as important to learn what you don't like about the trade as it is what you do like. That's something that I think a lot of us in college, we talked about, you know, deviating career paths from our major learned. It's incredibly important to know what you like and what you don't like. But then ultimately, we place students based on their aptitudes into one of our apprenticeship programs. And from there, they begin their career path in the trades. But there is also an additional aspect of we are able, through our work with the county, the Columbus Urban League, and the NAACP, to eliminate any barriers to employment students may face, whether that be transportation, cost of housing, childcare is a huge one, and provide students with a $250 weekly stipend. So we actually pay them to show up to class and continue to work with them for a year after they've graduated the program, because oftentimes we've seen something as simple as a flat tire could really set someone back financially and also mess with their ability to get to the job site. And when you're so new in that career, we know things like attendance are super important.
So the bottom line here, this is a pre-apprenticeship program. It's a 12-week program. Kelly, let me ask you this. You're paving them for going into the trades. Are you finding a good percentage of them once they complete the 12 weeks that, hey, I'm ready, I'm going to go into the trades? Is that what's happening with Building Futures and Driving Futures?
Yeah, we've absolutely seen them embrace the trades with open arms. You know, many of these students weren't exposed to the trades growing up, didn't have family members that work in the trades, but are true living examples as to what a career path in the trades can do and how quickly it can elevate someone into the middle class or even beyond. You know, we tell our students that Building Futures and Driving Futures is a truly unique environment because you're surrounded by people who want nothing else but to see you succeed. But upon your success, you know, you are our best advocates. Our graduates do a fantastic job going around telling people in the community about these programs, what these programs meant to them, how we've even had, you know, this program elevates students out of homelessness, restore relationships with children, that type of thing, motivate them to stay out of drugs. So they truly are best advocates. And when the kid down the street looks at, you know, maybe someone who had previously had some trouble in foundations with life, and now they see that they have a house or they have two cars, that does a lot in advocating for our program, even more so than just me talking about it can do.
So you're not just building futures, you're changing lives at the same time. That's so important, especially in those low-income communities. And again, it's a pathway to the middle class. This is the way. One more question.
Absolutely.
Here before we break. Are you finding equal success Building Futures, Driving Futures? Are both programs doing very, very well?
Absolutely. Both programs have more applicants than, unfortunately, have spots available right now. But we are working to expand the programming. But the trucking industry, we obviously know, is facing a huge shortage of drivers. Our construction industry here in Central Ohio is booming, and more projects keep getting announced. So we look forward to just continuing that pathway and putting more people on that direct path to the middle class.
Kelly Harrop joining us on our live line today. She's filling in for Dorsey Hager. Dorsey, the executive director of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Kelly is the communication and outreach director. She's also running for a seat in the Ohio House of Representatives, and we're going to talk about that next.
Now, back to Ed Flash Ferens with America's Workforce.
And of course, you can check us out on 6 platforms. That includes Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, and the platform known as Stitcher. And when you get an opportunity, just sign up, receive our shows on a regular basis, and give us a rating. We always appreciate those 5-star ratings. Before we get back to our guest, Kelly Harrop, just want to give another plug here to an apprenticeship fair sponsored by the Cleveland Building and Construction Trades Council. It's going to be at Max Hayes High School, West 65th Street in Cleveland, April 12th, starts at 6, goes until 7:30, and there will be career opportunities in all the trades, everything, bricklayers, carpenters, cement masons, electrical workers, plumbers, pipe fitters, painters, you name it. So get on board, call for more information, and make sure you have a seat there. Doreen Cannon is the contact, 216-459-0099, extension 143, and masks are still being required. I know they're coming off in a lot of places, but they're still requiring that you wear a mask for this, and that's April 12th All right, let's go back to our live line. And Kelly Harrop is joining us today. She is the Communication and Outreach Director for the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council, columbusconstruction.org. Twitter handle is BuildCentralOH, longtime supporter of America's Workforce. And Kelly is running for District 3 for the Ohio House of Representatives. And this is, Kelly, this is kind of interesting. You don't even know. You don't even know the scope of that district right now, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Three sounds like a very nice number. I don't know if I'll be keeping it, but, you know, with all of these changes going on the map, we're just kind of hurry up and waiting.
So why don't you explain where District 3 is now? We don't know what it's going to change to, but it's kind of around downtown Columbus. Give me some details on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, it is the Harrison West area, Victorian Village, Short North, Italian Village, Linden areas, and a bit of the Arena District downtown. So it's a super fun district to represent. It's actually part of the district my previous boss represented, so I'm very familiar with it, but we'll see if it stays the same.
So your platform here, what do you campaign? Obviously, you got union experience. You're going to go, and I'm sure Dorsey's working this for you. I know Dorsey. He's a player. There's no question. But talk to me about your outreach, your platform. What are you telling people?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm kind of running on a multi-pronged platform, but the direct path to the middle class and the importance of people understanding what union careers mean is a huge part of what I'm doing. So the Linden area in Columbus traditionally hasn't had as many workforce development initiatives targeted towards them, but Building Futures is one of those programs that goes in and works with the citizens of the communities to get them on that direct path to the middle class. So I'm familiar with the community and the community's needs, but most importantly, I think in the State House, we're starting to get a disconnect between legislators and their understanding of what it means to be in a union and why working class values are so important. And as someone who's young, I'm turning 26 this month, I really hope to lead the conversations and educate people in the State House, people my age. This district's a very young district with Ohio State being so close, about why workforce development is so important. And I really believe that at Columbus, we're at a crucial tipping point with all of these huge projects coming, where we either act now and we act correctly, or, you know, we could be looking back years from now and wishing we had done things differently.
Kelly, from what I'm gathering, one thing about Columbus, I mentioned this, and Dorsey's excited too, because the growth in that area has been astronomical. You've got the Ohio State University there. You've got a medical center. Of course, you got the state capitol there. We mentioned the Intel project. Mm-hmm. Amazon is building a huge facility. Google, I mean, a lot. It's going to be the tech capital of the Midwest here, if it isn't already. But when I say that, you think right away of young people, and you mentioned, I mean, you're a young person, and this has got to be a great opportunity for you to connect and engage more young people. You know, young people, the sky's the limit, and I'm sure some of them, not all of them, want to get engaged in the political process, and they have to understand what politics means to them. Is that starting to happen? Are you starting to connect in that way, especially with the young ones?
Yeah, I think this generation is more engaged in politics than ever. But I always tell people it's because I think we have the most on the line, whether that be student debt crises, people who are unable to enter the workforce, you know, people who once they're in the workforce are facing some type of discrimination. This group truly has so much to lose and the sky to gain, but we really have to advocate for that. And something in Central Ohio that we always ask ourselves is, how do we educate students in Central Ohio, whether it be through the Ohio State University or Capital or Otterbein or all these other great schools, but how do we then incentivize them to stay in Ohio? You know, we don't want to be a brain drain state. And we have such exciting projects coming that we really need someone who's going to look through that through a lens of how do we keep our young people here and how do we keep this innovation going. I always joke with Dorsey that, you know, President Biden mentioned in his State of the Union speech retiring the term Rust Belt. But I would love for Ohio to be known as the Innovation Belt. And I feel like all of the companies that are coming truly speak to that and allow us the opportunity to grow.
That's good to hear. Really good to hear. Well, you got some experience under your belt. You served for several years as senior legislative aide at the Ohio House, so you know some of what's going on politically. Plus, you add the union component, building futures, driving futures. You've changed lives, and you made an impact already, I might say, at a very young age, too. So, sounds good. Congratulations to you. Dorsey said you're the person to talk to. He wanted to give you some play, and today you got that opportunity, so I thank you so much. Anything else? Any parting words for our audience today?
No, I just encourage everyone to keep spreading the union message, what it means to have a career path in the trades, and I appreciate you having me on.
All right, anytime. It's always open to you. You take care. Kelly Harrop, Communication and Outreach Director for the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Again, the website columbusconstruction.org.